Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. Welcome to it. 709 Brock Hunter.
Sup, kid? How you doing?
We are going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. By that, I mean, we'll just let the pros do it.
Hey, question for you.
What?
Would you rather have the hiccups, something like that, the hiccups or a terrible song stuck in your head?
Rather have the hiccups.
Yeah?
Terrible songs inside your brain. Hiccups, though, like, there's no trick to get a song out of your brain. None. There's nothing. Hiccups, there's
like,
tricks.
Even if you went, like, rub one out, it'd still be stuck in your head?
I'd probably be whacking it to the beat of the song. That's
the problem. Yeah. Damn it, it's not working. Yeah.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight, just with the beat.
That's a good song. Yeah.
That's true. Good point. Yeah, rather have the hiccups all day long. No question.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight. All right, I hope we got that stuck in someone's head, and they're going to be just cursing us all day. I swear to God.
It's better to have that song stuck in your head than what was stuck in my head the other day.
What was stuck in your head?
Baby Shark, doo, doo. I don't know why it was baby on, dude. Shark, don't do it. Because it won't baby go shark, away.
Ha-la-la-la. 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 Daddy Shark. Doo, 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 doo.
No.
Yeah. God. I'm trying to think of another one. Or what about, this is the song that never ends.
Better
yes, it goes
song.
On and on, and my friends. Some people
started singing it, knowing what it was.
Why would a kid's TV show do that to parents? That had to be some sick, like, sadomasochist joke. Like, unbelievable.
I hate that lady with that red hair. That
red-headed fro. I'm going to shove that puppet so far. Yeah, my mom loved that show. We used to watch it as kids all the time, but I'm like, why are you doing this? Now as an adult, I'm like, Mom, why did you do that to yourself? Why? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Was that on PBS?
PBS, yeah. Yep. Old Lamb Chop.
Yeah.
Good old
PBS Lamb. Was the bomb back in the day, man.
Yeah.
We used to watch the hell out of PBS.
Good stuff. All right.
I always wondered, like, hey, Mike, can we call? Because there are a bunch of people in the background calling for something.
They're all on phones. I want to talk to someone on the TV.
I want to call Big Bird.
Yeah.
I was a big Bird guy back when I was a child. Yeah. And then my parents, my grandparents went in on this like animatronic Big Bird doll back in like the early 90s. Dude, this thing was like $500 probably. I mean, it was they saved up to get it. They presented it to me at Christmas and I bawled.
Wait, you were scared of it. Nice.
Scared of it, dude.
God, you were the worst.
The thing started talking to me. It was terrifying. You could, like, put a cassette tape in the back of it.
Yeah.
And it would talk to you and it'd, like, sing to you, too. And, oh, my God.
You're the worst. I would have given you away years ago if I was you. Yeah, you know, there's nothing we can do with this kid. Let's get rid of him. Let's try again.
Nobody accepted me, though.
Even the nuns brought you back. Like, no, we can't do this. We're done. We can't do this. You take them back. Mm-mm. All right. What? That was a fun walk down memory lane, and hopefully we got some people's days ruined with those songs. We got to get to it, though. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. All right. This story's kind of annoying, and I'm going to tell you why after I read it. While many couples have been each other's throats during the lockdown, George and Amal Clooney have been having a grand old time. George told People magazine, quote, "You know, everybody's been slammed together because of the coronavirus, and a lot of friends' relationships have been tested. For us, it's been really easy. In fact, the star insists that his entire relationship with the human rights attorney has been pretty easy. He says, quote, we haven't ever had an argument. All right, George, you know why you've never had an argument? Because you're
rich.
I'm right
here with you.
You're rich.
You're rich. Here's another reason why everything's fine is because you're rich and busy.
Yeah.
You're away the whole time. Yeah. Now you're quarantined. You actually get to spend time with somebody, you know?
But here's the other thing, too. Even being, you have a huge house. So it's not like you're stuck inside a tiny single bedroom apartment with your kids. You have maids. You have butlers. You have all the, you don't have to worry about paying bills. You didn't lose. Yeah. Shut up, George Clooney. I'm sorry. No celebrity should ever comment on, like, you remember when they all came out, like all these celebrities, when they sang Imagine, at the very beginning, that tone deaf video that they did. And even George, I like George Clooney. I think he's a nice guy. He's never done anything to offend me, except for now. Take your opinion about how you and your wife are having this perfect go at it and you shove it right up because tell you what. Stimulus check? I'm guessing you didn't get one, George, because you didn't effing need it, because you need have millions of dollars. No wonder you two don't fight. You're not worried about when that next meal is coming from. You're not worried about paying the bills on time or what bill's going to be late because you got to wait for that check to come in. Shut up, George.
It's easy to get along when you can play shuffleboard with her in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, hey, honey, are you good in our master kitchen here? I'm going to go to our indoor pool and just relax for a bit. Oh, George, I'm glad, buddy. You enjoy it. Oh, yeah, it's been pretty easy. Been a cakewalk here in our mansion, you jerk.
We play lightning and pig in our indoor basketball court all the time. We roller skate in the basement. It's great.
I could see it being pretty tough, but luckily our hired masseuse comes in once a day and works out all the kinks. Yeah, must be nice, George. God. Just tone deaf. These celebrities, they're just on a totally different
George.
Level. George, you jerk. Anyway.
You big jerk.
That's my rant right there. Oh, it's been easy. Oh, I don't know what everyone's complaining about. It's been fine.
It's pretty easy when you got that millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars, yeah. You got that nice plush bed and whatever. I'm going to get pissed off again.
I'm going to go fly my plane real quick.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the helicopter around. Yeah. Go. I'm going to take a trip over. I'm going to fly over to our own private vineyard just for the day. Okay, yeah. We're not stressed at all. God dang it.
No, you're just mad because he beat you out in people's...
Yeah, I'm still a little salty about
gorgeous,
that.
Most gorgeous man of the year or whatever.
Sexiest man alive. I got screwed there over again. It's BS.
That's why you're mad.
Suck it, George, you bastard. Lastly, there's a special Pokemon card up for auction, and collectors are freaking out because the bids could hit $500,000 for a Pokemon card. The 1999 Pokemon Base 1 First Edition Number 4 Charizard trading card already has a bid of $170,000, but experts say this thing will end up being the most expensive Pokemon card ever sold, doubling the previous card record of $250,000.
Did you ever see the guy who brought all his cards to Pawn Stars? This is how I know about this. I know nothing about Pokemon or anything about the cards, but I know a little bit because of Pawn Stars.
No.
Dude, this dude brought in, I'm not joking. Look up the episode. He brings in a box of Pokemon cards. And I'm like, all right. All Charizards. All of them. He spent his whole life saving up. And his kid is like, him and his kid saved all these cards and bought all these cards. And then he went to college. And his kid's like, not into it anymore. So he's like, I got all these cards. I don't know what to do with them. This guy came and evaluated it over, I can't remember how much money, dude. But the guy is sitting on an effing gold mine.
Really?
For cards. Dude, these cards are worth more than, the LeBron, the Jordan cards. People are paying $500,000 for these things, dude.
That's nuts.
This guy had a box of them.
Pokemon is huge. And, like, honestly, for us, didn't that come around, like, when we were, like, middle school / high school? That's when it was real big, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Or when it first came out.
It made its loop again when that Pokemon Go game came out.
That's right. But that was a lot of people our age, I think, getting out and kind of reliving their childhood. It's a very millennial thing. I'll be honest. I never got into it. But now there's a part of me that maybe wish I would have said, hey, can I get some Pokemon card? Maybe. I don't know.
Could you imagine if you accidentally traded and you got a Charizard back in the day and you're sitting on one?
More than likely, I probably didn't. I put it in the spokes of my bike because I had no idea.
Right. Damn it. It's a little chewed off. Yeah, it's the first edition, but
would you use this thing as toilet paper? What the hell, man? If you're sitting on some Pokemon cards, you might have some cash lying around. So anyway, check it out. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.